May I remind you that our ushers will keep the lower section of this auditorium reserved for messengers only until 6:15 tonight. That also will include this section, and from this point I can't tell whether this is pink or orange, but it will include that section also, which will be reserved for the messengers to this convention until 6:15. At 6:15, any and all who wish to be a part of the service tonight will be allowed to come. So please keep that in mind, and please cooperate with the ushers in this very important matter. This afternoon, my son asked me why I never did hit the desk with this gavel. Now, if you'll indulge me, I'm going to hit it one time and ask you to stand, and we're going to have the benediction. Now, our benediction is to be led by Brother John H. Wiley, pastor of the Vestavia Hills Baptist Church, Birmingham, Alabama.
In silence, will you affirm the presence of God, and let us join our hearts and our minds together in prayer. Holy Father, we acknowledge that we are in a time of testing, and on the road of life, we stand in the presence of those who have fallen among the thieves, been stripped, and are bleeding, and we are tempted to pass by on the other side. As we approach the end of this gathering, in the week of resolution and firm rededication, we pray that thou shalt close the gap between what we have promised to do and what we will do. May the inspiration of this week turn to firm resolve, and may the pride in our accomplishments be converted into humble power, that we may be disciples, apostles, servants, even martyrs of thine. According to our faith, let these things be unto us, as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Gentlemen, we're going to do good news now, and we'd like for you to hold any applause until the end, if possible, if you would do this. And I'd like to tell you, this is 1,300 of your young people from 30 different churches around our convention, from 12 different states in our convention. 1,300 young people that came together yesterday afternoon for the first time to do this folk musical, Good News. And so these are your young people from your churches, and they are just great, wonderful to work with. So now we present Good News for you.
This is Good News, the new voice of Christian youth bursting into today with a surge and impact of a rocket's blast off.
Yeah. this moving generation, we've a word we'd like to say. Put a smile upon your face and then you'll know what it is all about.
The made new generation. Watch out, world, for here we come. When you are a Christian, you may not laugh or have any fun, but I'm here to say that they are wrong, for what I feel it was God begone. Some people who call themselves Christians and they go to church every Sunday, but boy, you ought to see them on Monday.
Sunday, 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 Sun Sunday shall do.
It's going to take more than Sunday Christianity in today's world. We've got to wake up and live every day. Demonstrations, protests, and marches for needed change in our world. But we feel that change in our land will only come as we are changed by God. To change this land as we come alive through Jesus Christ.
Come alive, come alive, come alive.
little baby boy was born in the Asian village of Bethlehem. He learned the meaning of hard times from the first, as he was born in an old barn. Could know God in the deeply personal way he did. His life was spent in giving to those around him. Because he stood firm and demanded that all men follow God, he was too dangerous to be allowed to live. And so he was killed as a common criminal. Christ came alive again to walk once more with those for whom he had given himself. Thank you.
a pretty shaky world for us teenagers to live in. And tomorrow is an uncertain thing. We know if there is to be a tomorrow, we must let God live in our lives today. This is our good news, but what about you? Have you heard the call of God? Come join us, and miracles will happen.
Thank you.
We hope that you have caught the message of good news. We hope it has caused you to grasp a new meaning of the abundant life in Christ and the call to share and care.
Please let me have your attention just a moment. Precession music will begin in a moment, but Dr. Lee Porter has a word of instruction concerning attendance.
Thank you, Dr. Pascoe. We have over 1,000 people outside the building trying to get in. We have to meet certain requirements of the fire department, and you'll understand that in a crowd of this nature. We are asking that you do not reserve seats for anyone, and if there are any vacant seats near you, please fill them in so that we can fill every seat. And then we are allowed to stand around the upper rail next to the wall. Let me be rude and point all the way around, single file. You will help us a great deal if you'll obey the instructions of the ushers and of the fire marshals. We want to get every person in the building that we can, but we need your help to cooperate. So please fill up every seat and follow the instructions of the ushers.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? If you will be seated, please, Mr. Ted Smith, a member of the Billy Graham team, no stranger to you. He has been with the team for many years, does a wonderful job in accompanying, is going to play pre-session music. I'm sure you will want to listen prayerfully as Mr. Smith plays. Would you listen, please?
I must say that no seat can be reserved now. Many people on the outside want to come in. So when you are asked to give up a seat, which you may be holding for someone, please let another person come in and sit down. Mr. Robert Sneed, Minister of Music of the Southern Baptist Convention, will lead us in the opening song.
Would you get your programs, if you have a program, and turn to page 46. Page 46, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing My Great Redeemer's Praise. We have several thousand tongues to sing tonight. We're going to do just the first, second, and last stanzas. May we stand together, please, as we sing. You be seated, please.
I'm looking around for Dr. W.A. Criswell, the newly elected president of the Southern Baptist Convention. He's not on the platform. He should be on the platform. It may be the ushers will not let him in. So I'm making a special request. If Dr. Criswell is being held, turn him loose. I want to present to our convention one of the greatest Christian laymen I've ever met, Chief of Police, Honolulu, Hawaii, Dan Liu. And he will lead us in the reading of Scripture. And as I have said before in the sessions of this convention, it may not be important what we say, but it is absolutely important what God says. So stand where you are, be quiet where you are, to give the very best attention to the reading of God's Word, and will you stand to read?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you will turn to page 19 of your booklet, you'll find the scripture selection for tonight. I saw in the night vision, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, there came one like a son of man, and he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. Sang a new song, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to break open its seals, for you were killed, and by your death you bought men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them a kingdom of priests to serve our God, and they shall rule the earth."
Amen. Lamb who was killed is worthy to receive power, wealth, wisdom, and strength, honor, glory, and praise.
And our great creature in heaven, on earth, and in the world below, and every creature in the sea, all creatures in the whole universe, and they were singing.
To him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb, be praise and honor, glory and might, forever and ever. Then I saw another angel flying high in the air with an eternal message of good news to announce to the peoples of the earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people.
Now to lead our prayer, James L. Johnson, pastor, First Baptist Church, Winnsboro, South Carolina. Will you please be seated?
And now, as we are quiet and very reverent, in the place of worship, in the presence of God, will you bow together with me in prayer? Almighty and everlasting God, our Heavenly Father, as we come together into thy presence this evening, we pause to praise thy high and holy name. We recognize thee, O God, as the Creator God, the sovereign Lord of all creation. We believe that thou didst create the heavens and the earth and all things that are, and we understand that thou didst create man even in thine own image. O God, how marvelous are thy works! We also recognize thee tonight as our Savior God. Even as thou didst sympathize with thy people in the bonds of slavery down in Egypt so long ago, so also thou didst have compassion for us while we were yet in the shackles of sin. We thank thee that in the fullness of time, when mankind had fallen so low under the deadly weight of sin, thou didst send forth thy Son to effect deliverance for men. We thank thee that Jesus stepped down from the magnificent glories of heaven in order to put on a robe of weak human flesh, and that in that temporary tabernacle of flesh, he lived a perfect life before men, died a lowly and contemptible yet vicarious death for the sins of men, and that he was raised in the power of the Most High God, that he burst the bonds of death, shook loose the shackles of the grave, overpowered sin and death and hell, proving once for all that he, the God-man, was, is, and ever shall be the redeeming Lord, the King of kings, and Lord of lords. We thank thee, Lord God, for guarding, keeping, and sustaining us who are thy children, as thou didst march along in pillared fire and darkling cloud to guard and guide Israel of old, and as thou didst provide quail from the air and manna from heaven for their sustenance, so also thou dost care for us. Thy Holy Spirit in many ways and manifestations dost guide our steps. Thy strong right arm outstretched still guards and keeps us. And thine infinite, holy, righteous wisdom sustains us. and provides for us. O wonder of wonders, that thou shouldst care for such as we. Holy Father, we thank thee for this great occasion, the climax of these several days of convention meetings, for all who have had a part in this great annual session. We thank thee, and for every member of every local church who had a part in making this convention possible, we are indeed grateful. For our great nation, in spite of the great and awful burden on our hearts, on behalf of our nation's condition, we thank thee. Help us, O God, to do what thou wouldst have us Christians to do, both as individuals and as churches, and also as a denomination, to help our people turn back to thee. Father God, we pray that thy presence may fill this place now, a sacred place of worship, because thou art here. Bless each one who has a part in this service and each one in attendance. Bless those who play the instruments. Bless the officers of our convention. Bless our new president, the president of this convention. Bless him who has led in the song service tonight. Bless him who shall come in a moment to bring the message in song as thou hast laid that message upon his heart. We thank thee for his great talent and for his great devotion and faithfulness and hard work in carrying out the mission which thou hast assigned to him. And then, Father, we pray for thy messenger for this evening. We thank thee for him and for his life, for what he has meant to this world in which we live, to our nation as a whole, and to the Southern Baptist Convention. We pray, O God, that tonight thy Holy Spirit may come upon him in a new way, in a great way, in a way that will be suitable to our needs for this occasion. We pray that thy message may come loud and clear through his efforts and through the instrument of his voice, and that thou wilt hide him and us behind the cross of Jesus, and may thy will be done in this place this evening. Be with us now, Father. We are waiting upon thee, and if we know our hearts, we want to worship thee in spirit and in truth. So now speak to our hearts, and we shall be careful to listen reverently and to listen with all of our being. For we make our prayer in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and for his sake. Amen.
Earlier in the convention, I recognized the past presidents and called attention to the fact that three were not able to be present on that occasion. One came in later, Dr. Brooks Hayes, and he was recognized. When this was reported in the convention bulletin, one of the distinguished past president's name was omitted. I apologize for that. And the name of the brother is J.D. Gray. And he's here now, and I want you to know that he's very much here. Every way I've turned, I've seen him. Dr. Gray, have I straightened that out all right? Thank you. And now, at this time, I want to express gratitude to Houston Baptists and to the Houston community who have entertained us so wonderfully, meeting all of our needs. Thank you very much, everyone who has helped to make this convention what it has been. Thanks also to the pages who have been faithful on the platform and roundabout to facilitate the business of the convention. I also should like to recognize the press These good people have been faithful to duty and good to us. And I want to express my appreciation for your help in this convention. Now let me recognize Dr. W.C. Fields, head of Baptist Press, who is the generalissimo of all of this, without whom we would be seriously fragmented and much less effective. Dr. Fields.
We do indeed owe a great debt of gratitude to the press people who covered this convention. A registration in the press room of 169. This includes 31 daily newspapers from coast to coast, and the wire services, 58 reporters and editors of Baptist publications and other religious publications, and for the first time, at least in recent years, and so far as I know in perhaps our history, we have a reporter for the U.S. Catholic News Service and also an additional Catholic reporter for some Catholic papers on the East Coast. 34 reporters and cameramen of radio and television stations, and I would like for these people who are here to stand, and I know you'd like to express your appreciation with a round of applause. In addition, I would like to pay tribute to 27 staff people who've worked 18 to 20 hours a day to make a great deal of their coverage possible. And while they are standing, pay a particular tribute to Jim Newton, my right-hand associate, and to Roy Jennings, our copy chief. I'd like to ask the press staff people to stand, would you?
Thank you very much, Dr. Fields. And I have a word here that's special. I want to share it with you. It's from Reverend John W. Murphy. Two young seamen, one from Holland and one from Honduras, have been gloriously converted this week and are to be baptized at the First Baptist Church tonight. And I think this is in keeping with all we've been trying to say during this convention, proclaiming good news for the world. Now, in further recognition, I want to express my gratitude for the committees that I personally have appointed to serve in the convention. The Resolutions Committee, Dr. Dehoney, Chairman. Committee on Committees, Dr. H.F. Parker, Chairman. Credentials Committee, Reverend Julius Thompson, Chairman. Teller Committee, Dr. Chester Durham, Chairman. These committees have served so well, I would be remiss if I did not express publicly my gratitude for their fine services. And also, a convention committee, the Committee on Order of Business, worked faithfully throughout the year and is responsible mostly for the fine convention program which we have had. My thanks to this committee. I should also thank all other committees of the convention that have contributed to this convention program, as well as to the life and work of our convention this year. It would be very inappropriate if I did not say again how grateful I am to Southern Baptists for the privilege of serving as your president for 2 years. It has been the most demanding time of my life, but an enriching experience which I shall never forget. I thank you very much. Also, I should like to thank my own church, First Baptist Church, Nashville, Tennessee, for their understanding and patience and kindness and love and encouragement and prayer. And all of this has been present. And the gavel that I have used in all of the sessions of this convention was made from one of the pews of the old church building, which was torn down last fall to give way to a new structure, which we hope one day, I wish I knew when, will be ready for occupancy. Now I want to recognize the distinguished first vice president of this convention, Dr. Landrum Level II, and his lovely wife, Joanne. Will you stand once more? Dr. and Mrs. John Abernathy were not able to remain for the service tonight. Dr. Abernathy has served well as second vice president of the convention. And now we have some orchids for some special people. Mrs. Porter Ruth, will you come forward and assist me? I have recognized this person once before in the convention. If you knew, and I suppose you know, how much she means to me, how much I love her, you would understand why I want to recognize her again. My wife, Olga, and Mrs. Ruth will pin an orchid on her for me and for you. She has really worked during the last 2 years. She has always done that, but especially during the past 2 years. Now, Olga, you help me pin an orchid on Mrs. Clifton Allen. If she will allow me, I'll use her first name, Hattie Bell. Wonderful lady. And again, assist me, Mrs. Fred Kendall, wonderful lady, standing by her husband in all of these duties. We appreciate her being here. And now to the new officers of our convention, very important people. I recognize first Dr. and Mrs. Lee Porter. Dr. Porter is our new second vice president. Mr. Owen Cooper, first vice president, was not able to remain for the service tonight. He and Mrs. Cooper are not here. But I know we want to say how much we appreciate them. Here is one of the finest laymen among Southern Baptists, a great servant of our Lord. Our distinguished, inimitable president, who probably had difficulty getting in, Dr. W.A. Criswell, will you come and stand by me, Dr. Criswell? And your wife also, come in. God bless you. Go ahead. This is good. Dr. Criswell will stand here by me for a moment. What can a man say in presenting one of his stature, of his achievement? I know we love him. I know we're going to be praying for him. I know we're going to help him be the greatest president the Southern Baptist Convention has ever had. Just as a matter of symbolism, I want to turn over a gavel to him, provided you'll give it back to me. It'll be yours next year, but this is my program tonight. As a symbol of your leadership and your presiding over this body, I hand you the gavel. As a symbol of your leadership, spiritual and otherwise, in our great convention. Say a word.
This, of course, is no time for me to say very much, but I have a... one half as fine a ministry of leadership as God has given to Dr. Franklin Pascal. If I can be half as good, I'll be happy. I have my don't. Dear Lord, while I'm gone, being president of the convention, don't let them tear down my church.
Our building went down last fall. Dr. Herschel Hobbs, after visiting in Nashville for a little while in December, and on returning home, wrote me a letter and said, among other things, it is generally reported that when a pastor is elected president of the Southern Baptist Convention, his church falls apart, but I think this is ridiculous. And now to climax our recognition. I want a couple to come forward who mean so much to all of us, whom I know not only in their official positions, but as members of the church of which I am pastor. Dr. Ms. Porter Ruth, will you come here? I know something of the responsibility of these people, and I know a great deal of the sincerity and the earnestness and the dedication with which they serve. I'm happy to congratulate you, and Olga, help me now in doing the honors for Mrs. Ruth. You want to say this?
I'm glad he did it this way. After tonight, he's going to continue to be my pastor. He's not going to continue to be my president, but I'm going to continue to be chairman of his finance committee in the First Baptist Church.
Yes, but I'm serving on the program committee of the executive committee of the Southern Baptist Convention. At least I think I was renominated.